I sit here, bathed in the eerie stillness of the early morning, after being rudely awakened by a horrible dream. Even Coda, my loyal canine companion, was stirred from his peaceful slumber, his eyes wide with the same fear that had gripped me. The digital clock on my nightstand reads 12:30 a.m., reminding me that I have roughly 3 hours left before I need to embark on another day of work. The world outside my window is shrouded in darkness, as if it too is holding its breath, anticipating the arrival of a new day. As I sit here in the quietude, a cascade of thoughts swirls through my mind. It's not just the haunting dream that keeps me awake, it's the profound sense that these might be the last days for humanity on Earth. The belief that God is on the verge of unleashing his wrath upon our planet, and that he has already prepared another world for us, a world called heaven, lingers in my thoughts. But let's introduce a twist to this tale. In this age of cosmic exploration, we stand on the brink of discovering that our universe is teeming with billions of galaxies. Each of these galaxies could potentially be a new heaven, a different realm where we can live free from the shackles of evil and illness, where happiness is the currency of the realm. The prospect is staggering, the possibilities boundless. I find myself daydreaming about these distant galaxies, trying to fathom the unimaginable beauty they might hold. However, my dreams are tempered by memories of a time when I lay in a coma, hovering on the precipice of death. During those dark moments, my consciousness traversed realms beyond comprehension. In that liminal state, I bore witness to the world that God had created, a place of breathtaking wonders that surpassed the limits of human imagination. Yet, in that same dreamlike journey, I also glimpsed the world as it would be after the prophesied rapture, an existence marred by unspeakable evil. The juxtaposition between these two visions was stark and harrowing. I feel compelled to share my experiences, to warn everyone that a choice lies ahead. The path to the new world, lovingly crafted by God, beckons with the promise of eternal bliss. In contrast, to remain in this decaying world is to invite a nightmarish existence, where hellfire and suffering become your companions. As I prepare to recount the tale of my awakening, my hopes are twofold: to inspire faith in the celestial wonders of our universe and to caution against the perils of earthly ignorance. Chapter 1: Awakened by the Abyss. The night was still and heavy, its silence a harbinger of the unsettling dream that would shake me from my slumber. Lying in my bed, Coda nestled comfortably at my side, I was enveloped by the usual tranquility of my nightly routine. But as the dream descended upon me, the room darkened, and an icy fear gripped my heart. In the dream, I found myself standing on the precipice of an abyss, a void so deep and profound that it seemed to devour all light. A sense of impending doom weighed on my chest, and I felt an unshakable dread as I peered into the darkness. Then, a cacophony of voices emerged from the abyss, a chorus of anguish and despair. Faces twisted in agony surged forth, their eyes devoid of hope. It was as if the very souls of the damned were reaching out, imploring me to save them from their torment. Inexplicably, my gaze was drawn upwards, and I beheld an immense clock suspended in the starless void. Its hands pointed ominously towards midnight, and I knew that the moment of reckoning was upon us. Suddenly, a searing light erupted from the abyss, blinding in its intensity. I shielded my eyes and tried to look away, but it was as if the light demanded my attention. In its radiant glow, I saw images of a world torn asunder, natural disasters, wars, plagues, and suffering beyond measure. The vision was unbearable, and I awoke with a start, gasping for breath. Coda, my ever-faithful companion, was awake too, his eyes reflecting the same fear that had gripped me. It was as if the dream had left an indelible mark on both of us. Chapter 2: The Precarious Dawn. I reached for my phone and checked the time, it was 12:30 a.m. The memory of the dream lingered, refusing to be dismissed as mere fantasy. My heart raced, and I couldn't shake the feeling that this dream held a deeper meaning, a message from a higher power. As I lay there in the dim glow of my bedside lamp, I couldn't help but contemplate the notion that these might indeed be the last days. The teachings I had grown up with, the stories of divine judgment and salvation, now seemed to converge with my own experiences. In my restless mind, I began to envision a world beyond our earthly realm, a world prepared by God to shelter us from the impending cataclysm. This world, I believed, was what we called heaven, a realm of eternal peace and happiness. But what if the truth was more complex than we had ever imagined? What if the universe, with its billions of galaxies and countless stars, held the keys to multiple heavens, each offering a unique and wondrous existence? This idea swirled in my thoughts, a glimmer of hope amid the encroaching darkness. Chapter 3, Galaxies of Redemption. The concept of multiple heavens was as exhilarating as it was bewildering. Could it be that each galaxy in our vast universe held the promise of a new beginning, a fresh start for humanity? My imagination soared as I considered the boundless potential of such a revelation. In this vision, galaxies were not just distant points of light in the night sky, they were doorways to realms where we could cast aside the burdens of sickness, suffering, and malevolence. Each galaxy, with its own unique characteristics, offered a fresh canvas on which the human spirit could paint its destiny. I envisioned galaxies where the very laws of nature were different, where we could thrive in ways unimaginable on Earth. Worlds where laughter and joy were the norm, where kindness and love flowed like a gentle river, nourishing the souls of those who dwelled there. But my reverie was tempered by the recollection of my own harrowing journey. It was a time when I had been suspended between life and death, caught in a liminal space where I had glimpsed both the glory of God's creation and the abomination that awaited those left behind. Chapter 4, A Glimpse Beyond. The memory of my near-death experience was etched into my consciousness, vivid and haunting. It had been a period of profound uncertainty, a twilight zone between the realms of the living and the beyond. In that moment, I had been granted access to the divine tapestry of creation. I saw Earth in all its majesty, a jewel in the cosmos, teeming with life and wonder. Mountains kissed the sky, oceans roiled with untamed power, and life pulsed through every corner of our planet. But even amidst this breathtaking beauty, I saw hints of the coming storm. The dream had shown me a world on the brink of chaos, a realm tainted by the sins of humanity. It was a place where darkness reigned, where the bonds of compassion had unraveled, and where cruelty had become the currency of survival. The images were etched into my soul, cities in ruins, skies choked with pollution, and hearts weighed down by despair. It was a world that bore little resemblance to the paradise I had glimpsed moments earlier, and it filled me with a sense of foreboding. Chapter 5, The Call to Choose. As the first rays of dawn began to pierce through my window, illuminating my room with a gentle warmth, I realized the weight of the choice that lay ahead. It was a choice that transcended the boundaries of our terrestrial existence, a choice that would determine our eternal destiny. In the wake of my experiences, I felt compelled to share my story with the world. I wanted others to understand the profound implications of their choices. The path to the new worlds, to the galaxies beyond, beckoned with the promise of salvation and eternal happiness. To embrace this path was to accept the divine gift that God had prepared for us. But there was also the alternative, the path that led to a world marred by suffering, where the darkness of human nature reigned supreme. To remain in this world was to choose a fate that was nothing short of hellish. With a sense of urgency, I reached for my laptop, my fingers trembling as I began to type. I needed to share my vision, to spread the message of hope and redemption. The world needed to know that the choice was theirs to make, to cast their eyes to the heavens and embark on a journey of cosmic discovery, or to remain mired in the darkness of earthly existence. As I poured my thoughts onto the screen, I couldn't help but feel a glimmer of optimism. Perhaps, in the face of impending doom, humanity would rise to the occasion, choosing a path that led to the galaxies of redemption, where the promise of a new beginning awaited. In the quiet hours of that morning, as the world outside began to stir, I became a messenger of the cosmos, a harbinger of hope in the face of uncertainty. The choice was ours, and the galaxies beckoned, their mysteries waiting to be unraveled by those who dared to dream of a brighter future.